We're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. Thanks, Drew, for being with us. Lots better here today than it was the last couple of days. Can you tell me about the forecast for us going forward, planting conditions? And then I know producers are going to be really scared a little bit, especially in the northeastern part of the Corn Belt, about this freeze-frost line that may be coming in Saturday.
Yeah, boy, that's a mouthful right there. We do have a lot going on. It looks like the harvest weather will be okay. I think it is all about the cold right now. We do have one disturbance that will be moving across the Midwest as we go from tomorrow into Friday that will produce rain across the west and southern parts of the region, and it'll be a significant enough event that it will shut down some farming activity. And then the cold comes in right behind it, and boy, the midday model runs, they just even a little bit colder than maybe last night's run. I think it's overdone, but we're still looking at frost and freeze potentials in just about all of the Midwest on Friday or Saturday morning. With Saturday, actually I probably should say Saturday and Sunday. On Friday morning, we'll see the cold in the Dakotas and Nebraska, western Nebraska. Saturday, we will see frost all the way down through the Ohio River Valley. And on Sunday morning, we'll see the frost occurring all the way into North Carolina and parts of Virginia. So freezes will most likely occur in most of Minnesota, a large part of Iowa, except the southwest. Probably the northern two-thirds of Illinois, the northern three-fourths of Indiana, and probably most of Ohio, although part of Ohio will see the freezes split between Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I think at this point, Saturday morning is probably going to be a little bit too early for the coldest temperatures, and Sunday morning, the high might be a little bit farther to the southeast, so we might spare a little bit of Ohio from the colder conditions. But some of the upper Midwest will see temperatures in the lower to middle 20s. The lower Midwest will see upper 20s and lower 30s. And there will be some areas that just stay in the lower 30s, but those are going to be mostly near the Ohio and lower Missouri rivers.
Are we concerned about winter wheat?
We are concerned about winter wheat. It's heading and booting across a fair amount of the lower Midwest. Temperatures below 30 degrees for more than 2 hours always raises the potential for some damage in this scenario. The farther south you go, the more advanced the crops are. So when you get down into areas near the Ohio River and into Kentucky, we're probably flowering in that area. And any freeze would be bad for those crops. So a little bit of damage is expected, really, for corn and for wheat. For the corn, you know, the growing point is below the soil in most cases, so the crop will come back. It's a question of whether or not anyone wants to wait for that, and so we'll kind of see what happens down the road.
Black Sea area, we've been concerned about winter wheat there and dry conditions in particular. Has that gotten any better?
Well, it has gotten some better, somewhat better. I think the situation right now is still a little tenuous for some parts of the region. Russia's southern region has not seen a lot of rain, and they are still very dry. Also, parts of Kazakhstan are still quite dry. And I don't see a lot of rain coming up for either of those two areas. So they will continue to limp along, and as soon as it gets warm over there, and it's been kind of cool, but as soon as it gets warm, it's going to really have a significant impact. Those crops will become instantly stressed, and so we'll keep an eye on that. I don't see a lot of heat coming up for a while, but maybe 10 days from now it might be a different story. For Romania and Bulgaria and Ukraine, we did do relatively well with rain, with the exception of southeastern Ukraine. It's still very dry there. They had a little bit of moisture, but not a lot. But those areas from Romania and Bulgaria into western and central Ukraine, there was enough relief there that the topsoil has improved quite a bit. And we still have low subsoil moisture, so without follow-up precipitation, it's just a matter of time before that area gets a little too dry once again.
Before I let you go, we should check in on the Safrinha corn crop in South America, please.
Yeah, today we're going to see a few showers in some of that region. It's been very dry. We just went back and looked at the last few months, and certainly February and March, way below average precipitation in some of those areas. And certainly this month, or the last 30 days, has certainly been the drier bias even more so. So there's not much moisture there in the subsoil to rely on. So the crop is definitely limping along. It's in the midst of its reproduction now and will continue to do so for the next week to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. And that puts a lot of pressure on the rain machine, which at the moment isn't doing much. We have a frontal system coming through the area today that will produce a little bit of rain, but it's probably less than a half inch and very sporadic, not likely to make a big difference. Next week, Tuesday through Thursday, we might have a better opportunity for rain, a little bit more generalized precipitation. But some of that may be coming a little bit too late, and some of this crop has already suffered quite a bit while it's been reproducing, at least the early crop. So it's a late crop now that we're trying to save, and it's a big question as to whether or not they'll get enough moisture in time next week.
Hey, thanks for all the hard work and the update. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You can find him at worldweather.cc.